Boy, when stories like this come forward, it underscores how little we know. You know, that they're only now identifying the potential genes associated with head and neck cancer, and there are so many forms of cancer, and we're still just beginning to understand the role that genes may play.
Well, you're absolutely right, and in this case, this is a study that was presented at the American Academy of Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery, their annual meeting in San Diego just a few days ago, and it illustrates that there is a growing body of knowledge that is looking at cancers and development of cancers in a very different way. In this case, the genetic switches that get turned on and off to produce proteins or prevent proteins that inhibit normal cell function. In other words, depending on whether a gene is turned on and off and the type of gene it is, you may see a cancer develop from it. And there is a concept that is now coming more into light in terms of the gene's relationship with our environment and the foods that we eat. In fact, you know, head and neck cancers, in this case, 85% of them are caused by smoking. So obviously there is something in cigarette smoke. I mean, it sounds obvious, but still you have to try and find the mechanism that leads to the development of these cancers. And one of those mechanisms, and the word we're going to use today, because people are going to hear this more and more, is what's called DNA methylation. And all that simply means is that there is a specific chemical group that attaches to the gene itself and acts as a switch to turn that gene on and off. So when a gene becomes methylated, you either turn on its ability to produce a protein that may lead to cancerous change, or turn off the gene itself that prevents a protein from being produced that can prevent cancerous change. So this DNA methylation is the technique that these researchers used to find out what genes were possibly responsible for cancerous change. And they compared that to a database of known genes that are methylated and found that a lot of them were not on this database. So on the basis of that, they're now going to look at these 200 genes and see which ones and how they mix and match are responsible for cancers. And if you know those, you can also develop treatments to prevent the methylation in order to reduce the risk of those cancers. So that's sort of the idea behind this particular study. I thought it was important for people to know because it is something that they're going to hear again and again as research continues.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.